So what goes into making improvisation work on the stage? Vince Figaro is teacher and education director of the Interchange Theater Co-op in Milwaukee. He's here to talk about long-form Improv 101. Vince, welcome to Wisconsin Today.
Hey, thanks for having me on. I really appreciate it.
Now, people might be familiar, might have even seen on TV, shorter-form comic improv. You specialize at Interchange, I understand, in longer-form improv. Talk a little bit about that and how it's different, apart from, you know, being longer.
Yeah, so long-form improv focuses more on scenes. So some shows could end up being kind of like a short play, and that all is derived from a single suggestion from the audience. And then the performers will make up a series of scenes based on that one word, as opposed to short form, which is based more in games. There's a lot of guessing games, rhyming games. They do some scenes, but those tend to be generally shorter, whereas a long-form show can go up to 40 minutes.
It sounds a little intimidating to me, Vince. You get up on stage, you're going to up there 30, 40 minutes, and you don't know what's coming. What draws you to that?
Well, the best thing about improv is it's a team sport. So I'm on stage with friends and people I know and trust, and we're all there working together to get that next laugh and move on to the next big idea. Whereas something like stand-up comedians have... Boy, they are the bravest people in the world because they are on stage. And if you bomb, it's all on you. But in an improv scene, if it doesn't go great, you can sweep and start a new scene and you'll win the audience back. But yeah, you have that team with you. Before we start a show, we always hit each other on the back. We say, got your back, because we are there to support one another. And by making our teammates look good, we make ourselves look good. And we produce a good show.
I think there might be an assumption that this is something somebody's either going to be good at or they're not. Well, here you are. You're teaching people and you took classes yourself. What goes into improv education? How can people learn to do it better?
Well, the big thing is we're teaching primarily adults, and we're just teaching adults how to play well together with one another, because it is just a big... At the end of the day, it's just a big game of make-believe, pretend, and we're all agreeing on the same world that we're creating as we go. We're building this make-believe car that runs on elephant ears down the highway, and we're trying to keep it all together. So it's really getting adults to listen to one another, acknowledging what was said previously, and what was said previously is the reality, and we have to acknowledge that. If you and I are doing a scene and we set up a table in the middle of the stage and then one of us walks through that table, boy, oh boy, that just makes for some hard times. So it's really getting people to visualize with their imaginary listening of the visual. And then, of course, really acknowledging what other people are saying. And there's this whole concept of yes and, which makes up the basis of all improv, short form, long form. And that's yes, acknowledging what your scene partner has set up, and then you anding or adding to it, building on top of that, building the world together.
All right, let's stay with yes and. That's a key, as you just said, to improv. Here's some audio. This is a scene from Interchange where a group of performers, they're executing a heist. They're in a sewer filled with goo. They need to escape with their prize of a yearbook. Here's a listen.
Look, we got past the guard. We're in the sewer. Let's find that yearbook and get out of here. I want to get paid.
All right. Like I said, we need a boat to go down the sewer water. So I'll animate it with the goo in the water. Okay? Does that make sense?
That made absolutely no sense, but I'm more of a visual learner. So why don't you just show me?
Well, I had to animate something, and I've decided this boat that's just down here already. I'm going to animate that.
Wait, why don't we just get in the boat?
Do you have a paddle?
All right.
Wait, no one brought a paddle?
And you call this scene, Vince, a good example of yes and. Talk us through that.
Right. So someone comes up with an idea of, okay, we're in a sewer. Yes, we are in a sewer. And we need a boat. Okay, yes. We'll animate this boat with goo, if I remember the scene correctly. I should note that as a performer or even someone watching improv, you sound like a crazy person trying to explain what happened in an improv scene. It's not like a play or a sketch where it's like, oh, that all makes logical sense. In the moment, trust me, listeners, that made absolute sense. But yeah, you get one person to exclaim something, and then, yes, we build on top of that. Yes, we need a boat. And it's going to be made of goo. And we have to move the boat somehow. So we need a paddle. So it's just working together. There's setting up from one performer and then agreeing on that being the reality. And then you can move on to the next issue, or you can make the matter worse.
Now, getting to, again, to the training to prepare for a scene like that, our producer, Mac, says you have a warm-up that you're going to run through some with me. Now, she sent me a link to what it is. I didn't watch it because I wanted to come in cold. I don't know what I'm getting into here. Can you take us through an improv warm-up with me?
Sure. So usually our improv warm-ups, there's a group of people and we're all standing in a circle and there's multiple warm-ups we can do. So one that is, I think, easier to do in our current format here is...
Because we can't see each other.
Yeah, we can't see each other and we're not in the same room together. But it's a warm-up called Five Things. And it's just a good way to kind of get the mind going. And these can be real. You can make them up. So I'll ask you five things and then you name off five things. And then you can ask me five things. So the example I'll give to you is five things you shouldn't ask the governor in an interview.
Five things I shouldn't ask the governor in an interview. And we want to keep it clean here, of course. Wow. So, okay. So here it is. I'm drawing a blank right off the bat. Let's see. How's it going? I probably wouldn't start there with the governor of the great state of Wisconsin or any state. You think you're better than me? No, I wouldn't go there. What are you, some kind of tough guy? I wouldn't ask that. Well, that's three only so far.
Yeah, that's three. You're good.
What's the capital of Mesopotamia? And look at this mole. Do you think this is bad?
Five okay. Things. You did it.
All right. So I will say, in that first moment, I felt the pressure. You know, as a radio person, I don't want to not have something to say. And I was blanking there at first. So is doing this kind of exercise routinely before you're out there on stage in front of people, this kind of gets people ready to do the improv?
Right, because you're just making it up as you go. And then in that exercise, after you'd say each thing, the rest of the team supports you by saying one, two, three. We count up with you. And then when you reach the fifth thing, we go five things. We say it all together. So it's that support element as well. So you're coming up with these fun ideas, and then we are then supporting you in those ideas.
Now, let's get back on stage here. We've been doing a long-form improv, but it's got to end sometime, and the slang there is the sweep. How do we know when it's time to sweep, to be done with the scene? Who's making that call?
Oh, yeah. The sweep is one of the hardest things to teach people because it really just comes down to feel. And kind of like, you know, you've been doing radio, you get a feel for how an interview is going or how a show in general is going for you. So we kind of get that feeling in an improv scene as well. There's a general build of energy and ideas. We heighten things as we go along in a scene. If you want to think of it kind of like a three-act structure, you know, the second act is where all the action builds. So there's that building tension. And then when we finally get that release, the biggest laugh, that's when you want to sweep because we've reached the height, the zenith of the scene. So that just comes down to a feel thing. And boy, oh boy, can that be hard for students and even veterans to find as well, because there's no hard and fast rule. Whenever someone walks on stage and says, oh no, an alligator ate my foot, that's when we sweep the scene. It all depends on how we built up to that moment. Is it earned? Does this feel like we've reached it. We can't go any higher right now. And if that's the real feeling, then what we say is follow your feet because you build that instinct and you just got to trust yourself and you sweep. That's when someone runs across the stage and that makes an edit point where the audience is like, yeah, that was hilarious. And they'll applaud and then you'll move on to the next scene.
And Vince, before I let you go, can you make a pitch for people to go, even if they're not going to participate, but to go check out an improv show, long or short form?
Yeah, so at the Interchange, we have shows every Friday and Saturday. And in addition to our own improv shows, we have stand-up comedians who come into our space and they put on a lot of fun variety themselves. And our improv shows often have a theme associated with them. I think when this airs, we'll have a show coming up called Swift Prov. So for all you Swifties out there, there's a show just for you. All Taylor Swift themed. That is one of our shows. It's a lot of fun. We have a show for if you're a fan of Sherlock Holmes, big mystery like that. If you're a fan of garbage TV, we have a show called The Fake Housewives of MKE. So like, there's a lot of thematic build into our show. So if you're not familiar with improv itself, you are probably familiar with some of the genres that we are tackling with our shows.
Vince, we'll leave it there. Thanks again for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
Vince Figueroa is Education Director of the Interchange Theater Co-op in Milwaukee.